Welcome back to another episode of Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to tap into this fantastic transurfing principle, which, by the way, is one of my favorites. Stay tuned. If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing Principles. The Miserly Mind. When a person's mind is in the pendulum's grip, they are forced to accept endless limitations and fulfill the role allocated to them in the game. Do not listen to the mind, which wants to convince you that your goal is unrealistic. Remember, the mind is locked in a framework of false stereotypes. Life will eventually end and your dream will remain lying alone in a dusty drawer. Without the heart, the mind is not capable of very much in this world. Together, they are capable of anything because the union of heart and mind gives rise to a magical power, the power of outer intention. Don't give up on your dream simply because some pumped-up authority has claimed the right to decide what's realistic and what is not. Claim the right to a personal miracle. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis. Be welcome to another episode. In this episode, we are going to discuss one of my favorite principles, and this one is called the Miserly Mind. And as usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zeeland. This principle is all about fixing your mindset. As I read in the principle, it's pretty much like when you want something, the first thing your mind does is to put on limitations, to put on barriers that are gonna make you feel that you cannot get it, that you cannot accomplish it. So you have to be aware of this. You have to be aware of your mind. You can do anything in this world. You can. Actually, it's possible. But you gotta understand that the way we've been programmed in this world, it's been a way of like limitations. When you're a child, when you're a kid, right, and you want a toy, right, and let's say you come from a, you know, middle class family, and sometimes, you know, you cannot get anything. I mean, everything. You cannot get everything, right? And you as a kid, you go to the toy shop, and then you see you fell in love with a beautiful toy, you know, a beautiful, I don't know, a doll or whatever. And then your parents tell you that you cannot have it. We got no money. You cannot have it, right? And for a child, for a little kid, it's hard to understand because why? You know, the heart wants something. The heart wants this toy. But it cannot have it. So the mind, over time, you put on these barriers in your mind. These limitations that you cannot have it, you cannot have it, you are poor, you got no money, you got no skills, you are too fat, you are too small, you are too, I don't know, too dumb. All these limitations you put are detrimental for your success, for achieving your goals. So the first thing, you have to be mindful of these limitations, this mindset. That's why this principle is called the miserly mind. You have to create this mindset of abundance. that everything is plentiful in this world. And in Transurfing, by the way, this fits perfectly. You know, in reality Transurfing, in the concept, when you want something, when you want to achieve your goals, you don't have to put in any effort. It's going to happen because you are not using inner intention. And you know this principle, the concept of inner intention and outer intention, we've already tapped into this concept, right? Do you remember? Just real quick to recap, like for example, in inner intention, I like to say this as an example, like if you have a pen in your hand, a pen, right? If you, in your mind, if you have inner intention, right, you're going to take the pen and hold it up because that's what you wanted in the first place. You want to hold up a pen. So that's what inner intention does. You know, it gives you the inner force, this in, that inner intention to actually take your hand, to lift it up and hold the pen up. Do you understand? But instead, if you use outer intention, which is the most powerful thing and the most powerful tool you can use in Transurfing, it's not like you are going to pull your hand up, but instead you're going to change, you're going to shift to a reality where the pen is already up, right? Do you understand? It's different. And that's the force, and that's the concept we use in Transurfing. We do not put any effort. In this very simple example, if you want to hold the pen up, and if you use inner intention, you have to take your hand, you know, you have to move your hand, you have to put in the effort, and then you actually take the pen and you hold it up. Right, but on the other hand, if we use other intention, this is not required. In other intention, you are not taking your hand, you're not taking up your hand, you're not pulling up your hand, you're not holding up the pen, nothing else, nothing like that, right? You are just shifting your reality where the pen is already up. And that's basically the ultimate concept of Transurfing. That's what we want in Transurfing. I want you to use outer intention. How do you use outer intention? With the union of the heart and the mind. That's very important. You use outer intention. You're able to use outer intention if you know how to connect, how to put your heart and mind in union. So as I read in the principle, together, the heart and mind, they are capable of anything because the union of heart and mind gives rise to a magical power, the power of outer intention. I cannot stress this enough. This is powerful. Literally, this is super powerful. You can use it. And once you understand the concept of outer intention, you can literally manifest anything. Anything, I promise. So don't give up on your dream. Simply because people are going to tell you that you cannot accomplish it. You cannot get it because you are too fat, you are too short, you are too small, you are too dumb. You know, you do not have the background, you do not have the studies, right? It's like, why? That's the mind. And your mind, you know, over time, because since you were a kid, you were thinking you had this, you know, like this limited mindset. This limiting mindset, because you were told so many times that you cannot have something, you cannot have this toy, you cannot have this thing, you cannot have this car, you cannot have this girlfriend, you cannot have this boyfriend, because it's out of your league. This person is out of your league. You cannot have that car because that's not, this is not in your budget, right? You got no money, and you start limiting yourself with this mindset. You are having a miserly mindset. You're having a miserly mind, as the principle states, all right? So understand that you're going to change your vocabulary from now on. You're not going to say, I can't afford this. I know this person is out of my league, or I don't have the skills or the abilities to do something, to do such and such. Because again, I remind you, you can do anything. Everything is possible in the variants of a space, in the space of variants, I'm sorry. Everything is possible. So again, the first thing you have to do is you have to get rid of this limiting mindset, right? Everything is plentiful in this world. Everything, anything you want in this life is already here in this world. You don't have to create anything. It's already here. You only have to claim it. You only have to take responsibility. You have to get the union of the heart and the mind and then work with other intention. Understand? That's insanely powerful. The mind works according to logic, which is imposed by pendulums who benefit from keeping their followers on a short leash, denying them the freedom to choose their dreams. For the heart, there is no logic. It interprets everything literally. The mind says you have no money, but the heart doesn't want money. As I put in the example, when you were a kid, when you wanted a toy, you wanted a toy. You didn't want money, right? When you were a kid, you wanted the toy. You didn't want money, but in your mind, you're saying that you got no money. You cannot afford this. So when you do this, when you are limiting yourself, the mind places a bang on the thing, in this case on the toy, right? It's not realistic. It's unachievable. You cannot have it. You are too poor. You are too weak. So, and all the heart can do is retreat into itself and forget about the toy, about your goal, about whatever you want. And with that, you've just witnessed the funeral of your personal dream. So understand that if you want to manifest, if you want to work with other intention, you got to get the connection between heart and mind. Heart and mind. Mind and heart. Once you do this, you can work with other intention. The mind cannot fathom how to make the dream come true, and so it won't let the dream into the layer of your personal world, because as far as the mind is concerned, everything in life has to be logical and clear. And the only thing you have to do here, you have to agree to have. And other intention will take care of the how. Agree to have. That's another transurfing principle. We've already tapped into that in a previous episode. If you haven't listened to that, please go back and check it out. But again, it's all about working with other intention. It's all about not limiting your mindset. And everything starts with awareness. Everything starts by realizing that, yeah, this is true. I actually say this. This inner voice I got in my mind actually say this. When I want something, it tries to put on barriers, to put on excuses that I cannot afford it, I cannot get it, I am not good enough, I got no money, this person is out of my league, that person is out of my league, I am too short, I am too dumb. You know this, you know this vocabulary you use in your mind? You gotta get rid of it. You gotta change it. Everything starts from there, from awareness. You wanna have an abundant mindset. As I said, everything is here already. You don't have to create anything. The only thing you gotta do is you gotta work with other intention and change your reality. Shift to a different reality where your dreams are true. When you can get whatever you want at ease. When you don't have to put any effort. When you don't have to hold up the pen. When the only thing you have to do is to manifest, to claim what you want. But this comes with a price. You actually have to put in the inner work. You have to convince your mind. You have to connect your heart and your mind so you are ready. And this has to be from this has to come from within. You cannot say like, I am confident, I know my worth, I deserve this, I deserve that. But internally, you know, deep inside, you feel like you don't deserve it, or you are not worthy, or you are too dumb to get this job, or you are too fat to get this girl, or you are too, I don't know, young to acquire this position in this company, whatever it is. You know, I'm just saying some examples, but it's very important that you are aware, right? And get rid of this miserly mind, which is what this principle is all about. Get an abundant mindset. Be aware of the limitations your mind put on every single day. When you want something, when your heart wants something, and you feel like you, something from inside is telling you to do something, but right the next second, you know, your mind start putting on excuses and making excuses, coming up with ideas that, you know, that just limit you. Just be aware of that. You don't have to do anything, anything external. You have to be aware. You have to open your heart. You go around with your eyes open, but your heart is closed. Because when you say something, when your heart wants something, you shut it up. You shut it down with your mind, with limitations, with excuses, with bad words. That's the core idea of this principle, the miserly mind. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, subscribe to the podcast, and you would do me a great favor if you rate the podcast on Spotify. I just hope you guys have a great rest of the day, and I will see you tomorrow with another Transurfing principle. You guys take care, and bye-bye.